How does this sound right here?
I mean, there's some background noise, but not much, so it's fine.
Actually, that's a stupid place to put it. I had it sitting down, like, next to the laptop, but then I realized I have a dumb place for it because the fan's right there.
It's gone now. We're good now.
Yep, that was it. Look at me. I'm a genius.
Good job. Yeah, you're a genius putting your fucking microphone, like, right next to a fan.
Yeah. I don't see what the problem is.
Hello, and welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
Trevor's, like, disappearing.
What?
You didn't keep talking.
I said I'm here with Colin.
No, it just said I'm... That's all I heard.
Oh, well, that's a problem on your end, buddy.
I mean, maybe.
Because it all recorded on my end. Hold on, I can double check to make sure my noise gate is okay, if I can remember how to do that. Settings. Voice and video. Automatically determine input sensitivity.
I have that off. Oh, yeah, let's turn that off. I have the slider all the way down.
How about now? Am I disappearing now?
No.
All right, we'll just go with this then.
Okay.
How is it going?
It's all right. I had my first mow of the season today.
Oh, I did that a couple weeks ago. It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, looks good.
I need to get another one in, but I was going to do it Friday, but it snowed.
It looks better than it did. It still doesn't look great because we still have a fucking mole.
Oh, yeah. Your dog isn't taking care of that?
Backyard's not so bad. It's the front yard now, and we don't have a fence in the front yard.
So. Got it.
That sucks. I don't know. I don't really know what the fuck I can do about that. Never had those issues before.
It's probably mole killer. That's probably a thing that exists.
You're supposed to put grubworm killer on there, but I don't know how that affects dogs.
How about this? Who cares?
I like my dog. He's pretty awesome.
I know that he's not pretty awesome from all the other stories you've told me about what a terrible monster of a dog it is.
I mean,
you may still like it, but that doesn't make him not awful.
I have beat him into submission.
All right, that's good.
So, you know. Oh, fuck. I watched some movie last night.
Oh, did you?
Doria. Yeah.
Yeah?
Crap, I have to look up the name of it. It was like a thriller, kind of, which I don't normally watch, but I'm like, yeah.
Michael Jackson's Thriller?
No.
Oh.
It was starring Helen Hunt.
Is it a recent movie, or is it, like, old? Because
yeah. No, it's recent, and she looks kind of like a monster person now.
Well, yeah, she's, like, 107 years old.
Yeah, but she, like... has had some plastic surgery and it doesn't look good.
Oh, man.
Because people in Hollywood don't like to just age.
That year that Warren Beatty was on the Oscars and looked like the villain from The Mask, he looked like Deadite Ash. It was fucking ridiculous, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of them like that. And I think it looks good.
It's terrifying.
It doesn't look good. It looks awful.
It was him and Helen Mirren, maybe? I can't remember who the woman was, but they both, like, they looked horrifying.
Wow, professional.
That was my email machine starting up, so...
Yeah.
What are you going to do, buddy?
I mean, complain about it, I guess.
Yeah.
I can do that.
It was called
I See You?
Okay. I think I've heard of it.
Yeah. It was different. It was all right. Had a twist ending, which...
All good thrillers do.
Yeah. So that was pretty good. The guy who kind of plays the bad guy, he was pretty crazy.
His name was
Owen Teague.
All right.
He reminds me a little bit of like Jonathan Brandis.
What's like the basic setup? Like, what's the plot?
Family living in this big fancy house. They're having the parents are having marital issues. She's a doctor and he's like a detective in the local police department.
All right.
And all this weird stuff starts happening, like in their house, like they're finding shit moved randomly and they're hearing noises.
Ooh. So like a ghost story kind of?
That's kind of what it leads you to believe. Yes.
Right on. That sounds cool. I could get into that.
Yeah, that wasn't bad. And it was on, what was it on? I think Prime.
All right.
So it's Prime or Netflix. It was free though. We didn't have to pay for it.
Well, yeah. Don't pay for anything.
No, that's not Doria's, MO. She's all about paying for stuff.
That's just silly.
I mean, she wants
to. That was you, buddy. Now who's professional?
Oh shit. That was my laptop though.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do about that. I can't turn the volume down. Why the fuck didn't it come through my headphones? I don't get that.
Yeah, that is weird.
Weird. She wants to rent the new... There's a Trolls movie. Not the Trolls we like.
Yeah, like the toy Trolls.
Yeah, because, you know, she's got a seven-year-old.
Right.
$20 to rent it.
To rent it?
Yep, because it's supposed to be in theaters right now. I'm like, that's a fucking scam.
That's retarded. Yeah, just wait.
I wouldn't give them any money.
No, fuck that.
Like, out of spite. But no, she wants to do it.
If it was buying it for $20, okay, right. I guess. I mean, that's
right. Still... Why not just release the fucking DVDs?
Yeah, no shit. Because then they can get you to buy it again in like 2 months.
Well, then they know they're going to be able to fleece people out of all this money because kids want to watch it.
Ugh.
Yep. So any new releases coming out in the near future that you want to see, I hope there aren't any because you're going to be paying $20 to see them now.
There aren't any. I think the only thing coming to theaters at all that I'm interested in is Wonder Woman. And I'm not like interested enough to rush out to it. So or to rush to, I'm not interested enough to pay $20 to watch it at home, I guess.
Sure.
If I'm paying $20, I want the theater experience. So, on that note, do movie theaters rebound? Is this the death? Is this the final blow to movie theaters?
I think ones that poison your drinks will stay open because people are stupid.
You might have a good point there.
Like, I don't know why, but people just fucking love that place.
They like to be poisoned.
I think what they like to look, oh, I get to go watch a movie and have people serve me stinky fucking bar food and shitty drinks that are overpriced and filled with poison.
Fucking awful. And I get to sit in really uncomfortable seats.
Oh, yeah, that's also
with really this annoying good fucking table right in my way the whole time.
It's so bad. Why do people like it?
I don't know.
At least with like the Marcus ones with the food, the seats are comfortable.
And the table can rotate out of the way.
Yeah. It's
ridiculous.
Like the Westroads or the Oakview theaters are probably closing.
Yeah, almost certainly. Cause
they're pretty much on the verge anyway.
Like when they opened up, they have a spillover parking lot for if the main parking lot, which is already huge, got too full.
Yeah.
And I've never seen the main parking lot more than a quarter full in probably 10 years. Like they have these huge ticket booth gates on either side of the main entrance. There's like six fucking ticket booth gates on each side of the entrance. These big, huge glass enclosures that they haven't used in like 3 or 4 years. There's a small one ticket booth inside the door now that you use. So there's just these big empty fucking unused sections of that building.
Yeah.
Man, on that note, I've been fucking on a YouTube binge watching abandoned places. Like just people who go into abandoned shit and kind of documentary style film all these fucking
falling the down drone buildings. Footage and shit.
Yeah, either that or they just literally just break in and or sneak in.
Yeah.
And giant fucking malls. There was one of the subway system underneath Cincinnati that never got finished.
Oh, wow.
I watched, there's one of one of the abandoned Chinese cities. That's pretty fucking cool.
Nice.
I watched one this morning of this fucking insane asylum that's been closed for like 10 years, but for some reason the power is still on. So like there are still lights on and some of the machines were still powered up and running. It was fucking crazy. Like I watched one of this Japanese hotel and like they'd go into one bedroom, like one hotel room, and it would be immaculate. Like it was fucking brand new. Like it, like you're checking in today, man, beds made, everything perfect. And then the room across the hall would literally have like trees growing out of the carpet and bed, and the roof had collapsed in and like the outer wall was missing.
No,
it's fucking crazy. Like half the building is immaculate and the other half has been completely reclaimed by nature.
Yeah. Urban exploration is kind of neat. I've watched some of those videos of, you know, people going into like tunnel systems under towns and shit.
Yeah. It's fucking cool, man. I love the abandoned shit. Cause it's like, like the shit that just gets left behind.
Right. Yeah. At least they're tearing down the crossroads and won't leave it like that too much longer.
Yeah.
little bittersweet. I like that mall.
I did too. It was cool. That's where I used to hang out. I went to junior high, right? And that's junior high right across the street from it. So I would go hang out there after school. Yeah.
Me and Kavarius would go there. My senior year, we had block scheduling at North. Mm-hmm. And so you had four classes one day, four classes the next day.
Yep. Instead of,
and my B days were, I had one class in the morning and then I was off the rest of the day.
Nice.
And Kavarius just skipped all the time because he didn't give a fuck.
Sure.
He was also, it was his second year as a senior.
Yeah. Turns out we're the idiots because we went and look at how he's living.
Right.
God damn it.
He did graduate though. I think he ended up going to summer school too.
Good for him.
I don't think his mom was going to let him.
That's funny.
Not graduate.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. So anyway, we'd go to the mall and it was never real busy at fucking 10:15 in the morning.
Sure.
But it was still relatively. And we'd go there, go to the food court, walk around, go into fucking Sam Goody and all the different places that we had, the place that sold the fucking the scrolls and shit.
Yeah, the fucking anime scroll store.
Oh, yeah.
And the sword store.
Yeah, those are always awesome.
Yeah. My favorite, there used to be in one of the like mid-mall kiosks, there used to be like a magic shop that sold a bunch of like just fucking cool looking magic tricks. And I loved that little kiosk. I'd just go hang out there fucking playing with his demo magic tricks all day.
Nice. So one time we were there sitting in the food court, just kind of bullshitting. This black dude walks up to us and he's like, y'all want to buy any of my ghetto poetry? And he was trying to sell us. He had this book filled with ghetto poetry.
All right.
He's trying to sell us, and I'm like, oh, shit. Well, Kavarius, you're black. You know how to handle this.
You're up. Go get her, Ray.
And he just, we're sitting there, and the guy's, going through his thing. Fucking, doing his spiel.
Yeah.
And Kavarius is like, man, I would, but I ain't got no scrib a die for my scrib a D. And I don't know why. I just fucking lost my shit. It's too goddamn funny. I don't even remember where that came from.
Oh, fuck.
But yeah, that was something else. That was fun. I miss it.
Yeah. Miss being young and carefree.
Yeah. And not having, driving my fucking piece of shit minivan around.
Yeah.
Thinking I was hot shit because I had a shitty 15-inch sub sitting behind the seat.
I mean, so awesome. Not much has changed is what you're saying.
I don't have a sub in my car right now. See, here's the thing. When I buy cars, I wait about a year until between a year and 2 years, I'll put a stereo in there.
All right.
I never jump right on it because, it's just expensive.
Yeah.
Also, it's a lot of work. It like requires at least a full day to do everything.
Sure.
But, So that's fun stuff. What else did I do? Oh, I was playing a video game all week.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, South Park, The Stick of Truth.
Yeah, how are you enjoying that game?
That game is hysterical.
It's so fucking funny, man.
There are things that, yeah, there's just some fucking great stuff in there. And there's a lot of detail that I'm kind of surprised with. I shouldn't be, but I am.
Yeah.
Because, like, I shouldn't be because it's South Park, but I should be because it's a video game and they always miss shit.
Well, they wrote it. Like, they were very involved with the making of that game. That's why it took so fucking long for that first one to come out.
Gotcha.
Because all the South Park games prior to that were dog shit. They were garbage.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, if we're going to do one, let's do it right. And they were like super, super closely fucking involved with the making of that game. Hmm. So, yeah. That's why there's so many like fucking callbacks and touches and fucking just like the balls joke.
Yeah.
There's a part in that game where you get shrunk down to underpants gnome size and you're trying to sneak across your parents' bed while they're fucking.
Oh my God. It's so fucking funny.
And you got to dodge your dad's balls as they swing across.
Yep. I laughed my ass off at that one. Like, all right. One of the only things I don't like is like when you have to learn the different farts.
Yeah.
Like the tutorials are really annoying.
Yeah.
Cause they don't explain it in a way that you need to know later after the tutorial.
Yeah.
Like what the fuck is the point? Why did we do that for one? And for two, like, every time you fuck up doing the tutorial, they go back through the thing and like, oh, let me show you how to do it.
Yeah. That's kind and of like, annoying.
It's not showing me anything though. It's,
yeah. You gotta they say you just do this and this, but then you gotta figure out what buttons actually do what they're telling you to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I saw something else, not related to this game, but to another game. Final Fantasy VII Remake came out. And
hello? Okay, sorry. My microphone cut out for a second. Go on.
Final Fantasy VII Remake came out.
Yeah.
And I have a little screen cap here.
Okay.
GameSpot calls it an outstanding achievement.
Sure.
10 out of 10.
Right.
The Guardian, 5 out of 5. PlayStation Lifestyle, 10 out of 10. Screen Rant, 5 out of 5.
Right.
Tech Radar, 5 out of 5. Game Revolution, Gaming Bolt, Android Central, all max scores.
Sure.
Why?
Nostalgia. Literally, those are nostalgia scores. The game is bad.
That doesn't make any sense, though. Nostalgia scores should fucking terrible. It doesn't fit to the nostalgia.
No, but that's not.
You got the music and the characters.
That's not how it works, man.
That's stupid.
Like, oh, they released it. That's a 10 out of 10. Plus, like, man, game reviews are horse shit.
Yeah, well, we know that. It's. Do you remember the Red versus Blue PSA about fucking game reviews?
No.
Oh my God, it's so fucking funny. It was basically like anything below an 8 is a 0.
Yeah, basically.
It's like an 8 is a bad game. An 8.5, that's still a pretty bad game, but has some potential.
The only reviews I want to hear is Donkey.
Fucking Donkey.
Maybe zero punctuation if that's still a thing.
I haven't seen him in a long time.
And, who is the guy who just shits on everything? And then, like, that's kind of his gimmick, but, like, it's because he's not a fucking biased shill. And so everybody hates him because he gives, like, 10 out of 10 games fives because he's like, no, the game is garbage. Fuck, I can't remember his name.
I know who you're talking about. British guy.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I can't remember his name, but I know who you're talking about. And people like get super upset at him because he didn't give, fucking mad. He didn't give Breath of the Wild a perfect score.
Yeah.
He's like, it was a good game, but I mean, it has a lot of flaws, guys.
Let's see if I put in British game reviewer who shits on games. Nope, that didn't work.
Yeah, I'd know his name if I heard it, but
yeah.
Jim Sterling,
that's the fucking guy. Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's see if he did one. Jim Sterling, FF7 Remake.
Yeah, I watched his. He did a Shenmue the Shenmue remake reviews. He wasn't real. Yeah. He wasn't real friendly to it.
Aw. Apparently he likes it. So I guess I hate Jim Sterling now, too.
Do you give it a 10?
I can't find his actual review. I just found his Twitter saying it looks good or something. But, you know, fuck that game, I guess is my point, man. There's actually this dude I'm friends with on Facebook that I'm really, like, he's, like, the biggest Final Fantasy VII fan.
Like, yeah.
I get into arguments with him all the time about how 9 is better, but he's, like, super, super hardcore Final Fantasy VII fan and loves the message and the story of it. So I'm super curious to see what he thinks of this new one when he finally fucking plays it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna post the that video to our Facebook page, the group.
Okay.
The red versus blue one.
Oh yeah, that's fair.
Because it's pretty hysterical. Those guys were great. I miss them.
I've been playing through God of War 1 and 2.
Yeah,
those games are fucking great. They hold up. They're better than modern games. I miss fixed cameras.
Yeah.
So much. God, they're so good. The shit they do with cameras in these God of War games, man, I fucking wish they would go back to fixed cameras.
I don't know. I've played games with fixed cameras that were decent.
Yeah.
But I've played ones that were complete dog shit.
Absolutely. There are bad games with fixed cameras, but there are also bad games that don't have fixed cameras like God of War 4.
I like games where I can just put the camera wherever the fuck I want to.
Well, I mean, there's not many of those.
Yeah, I know, but that's my preference.
There's almost none of those.
I think that's why World of Warcraft worked so well.
Yeah.
Was the camera was just free.
That's fair. And,
it just worked. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. My fixed cameras that worked. God of War. Parasite Eve.
Yes. Any old good JRPGs.
Yeah. Yeah, they usually work pretty well.
Yeah.
I was watching a bunch of AVGN videos this week.
Yeah. There's another problem I have with Final Fantasy VII, man. Bring back fixed cameras. Don't give me this shitty... I don't need to be this close on Cloud in these giant fucking cool... Like, you've got this big, cool fucking environment, and I can't see any of it because the camera is like... three quarters taken up by Cloud's stupid fucking spiky hair.
Yeah. No, it's an action RPG though. You know, like the original, I hate that they put a classic mode in and it's not classic mode.
No, it just auto fights for you.
Yeah.
Basically, and puts it on easy.
Which might as well be the way you play it because the gameplay's bad.
Right. Right.
I don't get it. I just don't get it. But hey, no way would people enjoy a remake that's true to the source material.
Yeah. Heaven forbid.
It wouldn't happen. It just doesn't exist, dude.
Fucking
sorry.
Awful. It's like fucking people who make comic book movies and think they can't make it like the comic book. I'm like, what are you doing?
Would you prefer yellow spandex?
Yes. 100% of the time.
Fuck you, Bryan Singer, and your boy rape.
Goddamn. I'm sorry, what were you saying? You forgot.
What?
You were going to say something before I interrupted you with my Final Fantasy VII rant.
Oh, I don't fucking remember now.
All right.
Oh, it's just AVGN.
Oh, yeah.
Videos, and there was a game he was talking about. He was doing a review of the Crow video game.
Jesus.
For Sega Saturn, and it's fucking cancer.
Yeah.
Like, and it's got like the worst tank controls ever.
Sure.
But it's got tank controls and fixed cameras. But it's also got parts of the screen where you can disappear off of and not see where you are.
Brilliant. That's the best combination.
Yeah. It's amazing. And then just, you know, I don't know if you've seen that video, but it's pretty fucking funny. The fighting system's garbage. It's just like you're punching through enemies, like hit detection doesn't work.
That's yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can do tank controls and combat that matters. That's the whole point of like the Resident Evil games is combat is kind of an afterthought. It's mostly like you just point in the general direction and shoot and you're going to hit because the game isn't about combat. It's about resource management. So it's not about skill in shooting your thing. It's just about deciding whether or not you can waste the bullets shooting the thing.
Right.
I don't know. It's not about the action as much as the fucking the thought and the planning.
Yeah. Oh, so in good news, Connor got a Switch.
Nice.
So I think he is going to end up being able to play. Well, he's going to be able to play Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
Then we'll have somebody else who we can talk to about it.
Yeah.
It's the best game ever.
It is the best game ever. I need to play through it again. I think I'm going to finish the God of War games and then play that again.
So pretty.
Get the DLC.
Oh, yeah. Get the DLC.
I've got a series retrospective, a series review, if you will.
Oh, okay.
I finished The Office.
Nice.
I watched all of The Office.
You finally watched The Office.
I'm giving it a total of 1 out of 9 because that's how many good seasons there are in it.
Yeah.
One.
Season 8 was the good one.
Season 8 is the only good season in the entire fucking show. And season 8's great. It's funny. Yeah. Jim and Pam are barely in it. Like they're in it, but they're not the focus. Michael Scott has left, so he's not ruining the show. Dwight is actually funny in this season. And
yeah, Dwight's character really grew the last couple of seasons.
Yeah. And what's his name? Robert California.
Yeah.
James Spader is fucking hilarious.
He is pretty good.
So season 1 through 7,
fucking Lizard King.
He's so fucking funny, man. Like his fucking like just kind of slow, dry delivery. Like everybody else in that show is so over the top and he's so understated that it's just fucking funny.
The part where Oscar's trying to do like a PSA to gay people and he fucking jumps in. He's like, I can't handle this. Let me do this.
Oh man. So yeah, season 1 through 7 are bad because Michael Scott isn't funny and he brings the show down and it's annoying. And also Jim and Pam's relationship isn't entertaining or anything I care about. And then season 8 comes along and none of those are issues anymore. So it's really funny because all the other characters on that show are funny.
Yeah.
And then season 9 happens and it's all about Jim and Pam's stupid relationship and them almost breaking up over and over again. And for some reason, pulling back the fourth wall and introducing characters that don't matter. And you know what's the worst part about season 9? Like all of that's bad and it just stopped being funny again. And then Robert California also left the show, which was like, what?
Yeah.
They brought back the old boss who wasn't anything. He wasn't interesting.
David Wallace.
He's fine. He's a straight man to nobody though. So it doesn't.
Yeah, that's fair.
Then in the final episode where they're doing the question and answer thing.
Yeah.
For some reason, everybody is shitting on Pam when Jim was clearly the bad guy the entire series.
Oh, no. Oh, boy, you're going to get some emails. Eileen hates Pam.
I mean, you can hate Pam.
Pam's an awful person.
Pam is also awful.
Because of what she did.
But no, Jim was the bad guy. Let's be perfectly fucking clear. Jim was a massive piece of shit who literally ditched his wife to raise the family and pay all the bills while he sunk all of his money into a failing business that wasn't paying him and then just went and played sports in one of the poorliest conceived fucking writings ever because they had no idea what that company was. They literally just like, I'm doing sports. I have an investment meeting with sports. And like
athlete, you're too lazy to call it athlete's lead. You should call it stumpany for stupid company.
That whole, and then like he's a piece of shit. He's like, here's two kids. And I'm just going to go, I'm out. Peace out. You can go to work all day, pay all the bills because I'm not bringing in any money anymore, and raise all the kids by yourself. And then I'm going to yell at you for it because I'm a massive piece of shit. And I have been the whole series. And I was really hoping people would notice by then that he was the villain. The entire fucking series, he was the bad guy. And she should have married Roy.
Well, yeah, it turns out Roy was great.
Yeah, he was great the whole time. I don't know why people didn't notice it, because he was fucking better than Jim in the beginning. Why am I the only one who realized it?
He left her at a hockey game on their first date.
So what?
Roy was kind of a piece of shit, dude.
Nah, Roy was great. Roy was identifiable. He was a fat warehouse schlub.
Only because he was a fat warehouse guy. That's the only reason he's identifiable to you.
He actually got angry about reasonable things. Jim deserved to get beat up because he's a bad guy, and he was the whole series. Jim is a bad guy, and season 9 painted him as the worst guy. And I don't understand why the season finale was all about how Pam was in the wrong when clearly Jim was the villain the whole fucking time.
Pam was wrong.
About what? About having to raise her kids and pay all her bills and support her deadbeat husband while he played athlete? While he played sports business? Well, he played fucking Vincent Adult Man, who was like, I'm have sports business.
I mean.
Well, he made promises that he didn't keep and then yelled at her because he couldn't keep his promises. Fuck him.
I mean, you know, it's a
dispute
it's
any a of that.
I mean, no, I don't want to.
Because it's because you can't. Because yes, Jim is a villain.
No, no. Luck.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Never mind. What? I think we're all right. The clock wasn't moving for a second.
I personally, I'm on Pam's side because she has big cans.
Also, Pam's got big cans.
But also, Pam is not funny.
No, she's not funny at all. But neither is Jim most of the time. The only time Jim is ever funny is when Dwight is making him funny.
Yeah, well, that makes him funny.
No, that makes Dwight funny.
That's a source of funny.
That makes Dwight funny, not Jim.
Like when Jim was playing all the pranks on him and asked him, what if you could only open your drawer this much and you couldn't reach anything inside? And Dwight's like, that's stupid. Why would we do that? So Jim did it to him. That was kind of funny.
All right, if you say so. I don't know. I'd say like 1 in 3 of also, Jim pranks landed.
Also, Pam is awful because she ruined one of his pranks.
I mean, Pam in general is awful. I'm not going to debate that. She's a horrible person who cheats on all of her boyfriends. She's also not a good person. But season 9,
Jim
is the villain. And also through the rest of the series, Jim is the villain. And I'm glad he didn't get Dunder Mifflin at the end because he didn't deserve it.
No, of course not.
Because he's the bad guy. And Dwight was right to want to get him fired the whole time.
Well, look. Dwight wanted to get everybody fired, in fairness.
And then he did at the end.
No.
Dwight won the series, and he deserved to.
A Kalevin a day. He get you home by 7. He was home by 4:30 that day.
Yeah.
I like the fan theories that Kevin was fucking embezzling money the whole time, playing a dumb guy. Like, he bought the bar.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I was so annoyed at the panel when everybody's like, Pam, why do you not respect your husband who made you pay all the bills and raise the kids by yourself for a year while you played sports company? Ugh. Fuck all those women in the audience. They're retarded. I hope all those actresses marry a man who treats them like that and see what side they come down on.
I don't know.
Hey, Jake, since Eileen loves fucking Jim so much, want to start a failing business with me and make her raise your dogs all by herself? That's what I think about it.
I don't know, man. Sometimes you got to chase your dreams.
Do you?
He chased Pam and got her.
Do you got to bury your other dreams to chase your dreams, I guess, is my question.
Yes.
Do you have to fuck over, like, a person you supposedly care about to chase a stupid dream that isn't even well-written or thought out or constructed because the writers are bad?
Sometimes, yes. And you under, like, so season 9, Ryan and Kelly left, and they were, like, some of the main writers on the show.
Oh, well, that explains a lot, then. Yep. That explains why... What double annoyed me about it is every time there was a meet, there was like a Jim in talking about his sports company meeting. It was like the most generic business. It was like Vincent Adult Man from fucking BoJack Horseman. He's just like, I have to go do a business. Like, it made no sense. Anything they were saying was just generic bullshit.
Right.
I'm like, which is really weird because the paper company parts were all clearly researched and thought out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as a guy who works in paper, I'm like, oh, those are actually, like, talking about fucking test pounds and shit like that.
Yeah.
Reams of paper.
So you're telling me you didn't like the Michael Scott Paper Company thing?
No, I don't. Yeah, no? No. Where they were in a shower for 2 episodes.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Man, there were funny jokes here and there throughout the first 7 episodes. Yeah. None of them had Michael Scott in them. And none of them, like...
I found it to be pretty funny sometimes.
I will never rewatch that show.
That's fair.
And you know how I watch TV.
I do. But you gave it a college try.
I did.
I give you credit for that.
I gave it a Voyager.
Yeah.
And I came down the same way I did with Voyager.
It's still better than Voyager, though.
There were a few bright spots and 1 good season. Just like Voyager.
God, Voyager's garbage.
Yeah. But they did that episode where they went back to Star Trek 6, and that was awesome.
Yeah. Fudge.
And that's my review of The Office.
Yeah.
Great theme song.
It is a good theme song.
Great theme song. Other than that, I tried to watch, I finished it up, and I'm like, all right. Let's see what this British office is like.
Yeah.
And it's like, how can we make Michael Scott a worse character? Oh, cast literal human garbage as him.
I'd first seen that show. Chuck got it through, I don't know, some fucking nefarious method.
Sure.
Back in the day, and made me watch it. And I thought it was pretty funny.
Right. Well, yeah, but you used to think Ricky Gervais wasn't a massive piece of shit.
I don't know if I ever thought that. I never had an opinion on him until I heard him speak, and I always thought he's a piece of shit. I do still think he's actually pretty funny, though.
Sometimes, yeah. When he calls everybody in Hollywood pedophiles, that's fucking hilarious.
That is pretty funny. Even some of the movies he's done have been pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, I remember you liking the one where he invents lying or something.
That was all right. I don't know if I loved that one.
I mean, but then again, you also think Adam Sandler movies are watchable. So,
have you ever watched An Idiot Abroad?
I've watched a couple episodes. Yeah.
That show is fucking funny. Also just really makes me think Ricky Gervais is an even bigger piece of shit.
Yeah.
But still.
Exactly.
It's he created it, and it's worth it because Carl Pilkington is great.
Yeah. Carl Pilkington is funny as shit.
Yeah. And also reminds me, so there's a reason I kept saying, what about Nate in the warehouse?
Yeah.
I thought Nate was a great character because he kind of reminds me of Carl Pilkington.
That's fair.
Which I think might have been on purpose.
He's barely in it. And I didn't know he wasn't in the warehouse when you said that to me. He was still like de-plying 2-ply toilet paper into like half-ply toilet paper.
Reply it. I don't think you can. This doesn't work that way. Yeah, I don't care. I like Dwight. In that show, that episode where his Aunt Shirley's funeral happens.
Yeah.
And he's throwing dirt. That was so...
Uh-oh, you cut out.
Or a show about the Schrutes.
Yeah.
That didn't end up happening, clearly.
Yeah. I'm glad him and Angela ended up together because that was a relationship I was way more interested in than fucking Jim and Pam.
Yeah. Even though Angela is the biggest piece of shit.
Oh yeah. She's a huge monster, but like kind of so is Dwight. So it's fine.
Yeah. That's fair, I guess.
But they're fun monsters, not just fucking horrible people you wouldn't want to hang out with like Jim and Pam. Like, seriously, you work in the office, right? You're Dunder Mifflin Scranton, man. You're a paper man. Are you going to ever hang out with Pam and Jim?
No, I'd hang out with Daryl.
Right?
Yeah.
Daryl is cool.
I like Daryl.
I'd probably hang out with Kevin once in a while.
Dink and Flicka.
I wouldn't hang out with Toby, but I'd like him more than most of the office. But Jim and Pam, I would fucking hate. Like, I would not get along with them at all.
Andy is kind of a Mark McDermott.
Yes.
But, you know, he sings way more.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I would hang out with everybody in that office before Pam and Jim. They're fucking, ugh. They're just...
I'd hang out with Aaron.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
Hottest in the office after Ryan.
She gives the best blowjobs.
Oh, my God. That fucking video is so funny.
I'm making it extra dry for you.
Yeah, I'm glad you liked it.
I didn't at all. I liked one season of it, so I guess there's that.
That means you like it.
That
means it's your favorite show.
I guess. Now I'm immediately...
It's your new It's Always Sunny.
Oh, definitely not that. It's definitely not a show I've literally watched every episode of at least 10 times.
It is for me.
I don't understand.
I mean, different strokes for different folks, dude.
Yeah, but
I've watched every episode of It's Always Sunny at least 3 times. So there's that.
That show's funny.
It is. I also find The Office funny. I mean, there's a lot of people who disagree with you here.
Yeah, I know. And there's a lot of people who are wrong.
I get it.
So
I get that your opinion's the only one that matters.
I'm just saying Final Fantasy VII got a 10 out of 10 from every website this week. So I'm the one who's right and everybody else should fucking listen to me.
That's a little bit different. A little bit different there. Again, you have to watch the Red versus Blue video I posted in the Facebook page.
I will watch that.
I was going to say I was going to talk about something before you got into that, and I don't remember what.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
No, good job.
I don't think I did anything else the last couple weeks, but I played God of War a ton, and I beat one, and I started two, and then I finished The Office.
Yeah.
And then I started watching fucking abandoned structure videos on YouTube, because now that I'm done with The Office, I kind of don't have anything to watch.
I installed a thing called a pie hole on my network.
Yeah, so you can shut it?
Yes. What it does is it basically eats advertisements on the internet, like an ad blocker, but it does it network-wide.
Nice.
But unfortunately, it doesn't fucking work with, it doesn't work on the things I mostly use. It does not work for YouTube, which is annoying.
If you can
to work with YouTube, but it's not perfect.
If you can find a way to get rid of Quibi ads, let me know.
Quibi ads?
It's fucking, my internet is full, and now that I've said it out loud onto your computer, you're going to see nothing but fucking Quibi ads. You're welcome.
I don't know what that is.
So you know how YouTube came along and short-form videos and nobodies became celebrities and Hollywood's really pissed off about it?
Okay.
Because guys like fucking PewDiePie are way more important than them, and they're all super self-righteous, and how are they going to rape children if nobody cares who they are, right?
Right.
So they invented this thing called Quibi, which is a subscription service like Hulu or Netflix for short-form Hollywood shows. Short-form celebrities doing, you know, episodic bullshit in like 10 to 15 minute chunks with like Idris Elba has a show on there and fucking everybody has a show on there. Chrissy Teigen has a fucking, the, you know, the Judge Reinhold show from fucking.
Yes.
from Arrested Development. It's that, yes. But with Chrissy Teigen instead of Judge Reinhold.
Okay.
And it's basically Hollywood celebrities not understanding how the internet works and desperate to remain relevant when they're not. And well, so they started a subscription service that they expect people to pay for, and their advertisements are fucking everywhere, and I'm so sick of them.
So here's the thing. Something I ran into. I'm hearing all these, everybody's doing their broadcasting from home.
Yeah.
I don't know if you caught any clips from the Saturday Night Live quarantine episode they did. 2 weeks ago.
The last clip I caught of Saturday Night Live was in 2016.
Okay, so that doesn't matter. These people are professionals.
Yeah.
Professional voice actors, actors, whatever.
Sure, yeah.
It is some of the most dog shit sound quality I've ever... Like, you remember how you always bitched about Total Biscuits podcast and how bad quality it was?
Yes.
Made them sound like fucking NPR studios.
So,
that's how bad it is.
All you people at home, remember how good we are at this, even with today's audio quality problems, because we're doing it over the internet. At least we're better than NBC.
Oh my God. And then there was another one where, I don't know, that one fucking douchebag, that Ryan Seacrest guy, and I don't know, somebody else, they're all sitting talking from home, and it's like he's in a bucket.
Okay.
Talking on the worst microphone on a laptop that's probably got tape over it.
I don't get it, man. A Blue Yeti is $100.
That's what they sound like.
You know, we started this on a Rock Band mic that wasn't great, but sounded better than that.
Yeah. These are professionals, and they think they're... it's what's fucked up is now they're all these... People, they got all their, they're doing podcasts now.
Yeah.
Go fuck your face.
Yeah. I'll stick with the fucking, the podcast pioneers.
Right.
From Giant Bomb and Dick Masterson and Tell 'Em Steve Dave.
Adam Curry.
Never listened to that.
Yeah, you should. I think you'd probably get something out of it. It's not funny. I mean, it can be funny, but it's. You know, they cover a lot of shit you end up reading about anyway.
You're right on.
So
I really miss the One Up podcasts.
Oh my God, One Up Yours is fucking so good.
Yeah, One Up Yours and fucking
Scarab Lord
and GFW Radio.
I miss fucking WoW Radio, honestly.
Yeah.
Like Octane and Hordak versus the world.
I'm glad they're gone because they weren't funny and I was just didn't know any better then.
I like the Morning Zoo.
Yeah.
When done like that.
I bet you wouldn't.
I bet I would.
All right. Next week, I'm going to bring in a soundboard and I'm just going to randomly play drops that pertain to nothing because that's all they did.
It wasn't all they did.
It's literally all they did. And they were wrong about PC gaming.
I don't remember what they said about PC gaming.
At the time that PC gaming had nothing going on and console gaming was booming, they said consoles were dying and Activision didn't have any good games and Activision was a nobody company. And then 6 months later, Activision bought Blizzard.
Well, it's because they listened to Octane and Hordak.
Yeah.
Actually.
Hold on. You said actually and then cut out.
I said actually. That was not my... favorite show on that channel.
No. Max Speed was better. Dunkor was better.
Terpster Vision.
Terpster was probably the best show on there.
Honestly, my favorite was the World of Theory Crafting. I really enjoyed that one. That was good. And Blue Please was fucking great.
Sure. I liked
TV was awesome.
I can't remember what it was called, but there was like a lore. There was a lore podcast. And like, the lady's voice was annoying.
Oh, yeah, I know. The World of Lorecraft, I think.
Yeah, but, like, they got real deep into Warcraft lore, and that was pretty cool. She was good at storytelling, even if her voice was kind of irritating as shit.
Yeah. God damn, dude. In a month, it'll be 2 years since Total Biscuit died.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Oh, yeah. Fuck, man. Speaking of people passing away. The Fink, Howard Finkel, WWF's first employee,
yeah, I saw that.
Passed away this week. The voice of professional wrestling, like,
also the creator of the namesake WrestleMania.
Yeah. And like, you know, if you ever hear the Undertaker's name announced in your head, I guarantee you, you're saying it like the Fink.
Yeah, the probably.
Undertaker. And then, you know, the fucking and new World Wrestling Federation champion. Like, man, that's a sad, sad fucking thing.
Yeah. Fuck. So, let's see if I got any news.
Fink was a fucking icon.
Did you ever finally watch the Legends House?
Yeah, I did. I'm pretty sure we talked about that on here in an episode that is lost to time.
I had remembered you at one point. You're like, I don't want to watch that.
Yeah, but you convinced me.
I enjoyed it. It was fun.
Yep.
Because, you know, Hacksaw Jim Duggan's in it.
That was entertaining. Great. Unlike The Office, that show was funny.
I mean, it's hard to not be funny with that group of guys.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, you know, Roddy Piper, who's a fucking manic, crazy person.
Yeah.
But also kind of fun.
Yeah.
And I like that him and Hacksaw Jim Duggan became like best fucking friends.
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome.
Fuck, man. I went and watched some old Hacksaw Jim Duggan shit from like the 80s. That dude was so big.
Yeah, he's huge.
Goddamn. Like, I don't know. In my mind, I remember him as kind of chubby because he didn't have the definition in his abs, I guess.
Yeah.
But like, he had shoulders that would make Goldberg look like a bitch.
I don't know about that. They were ridiculous. He was a large man.
He had fucking ridiculous traps, man.
Goldberg's traps were the traps of all traps.
I guess.
And they are.
I'm Team Jim Duggan, though.
Yeah, that's fine. Let's see here. I found a couple of things that were interesting.
All right.
Joe Biden posts in a tweet, "We cannot let this, we've never allowed any crisis from the Civil War straight through the pandemic of 17 all the way around 16. We have never let our democracy sink second fiddle."
All right.
We can both have a democracy and correct the public health.
There's no way that's real.
It is. It was on Twitter. It was him in a fucking interview.
Joe Biden. I need to see the video to believe it.
All right.
Cause it's like, that's how Joe Biden talks, but that sounds like a parody of how Joe Biden talks. You know what I'm saying?
I'm pretty sure that's what he said verbatim. Yeah, he was weighing in on coronavirus response.
Yeah.
I like all the videos that are being posted now of all the Democratic mayors and governors telling people to go to Chinatown and eat all the China food.
Yeah.
And hang out and hug each other and kiss each other because it's no big deal.
Yeah.
All the while going orange, the media going orange man bad about Trump's response. I'm like, I mean, everybody was on the same page here. I don't get what you're fucking complaining about.
Well, Trump is a villain. You got to say Trump is a villain. You can never not say Trump is a villain. Even if he look. If you tell Trump to do something and then he does it, you have to say he shouldn't have done it.
I know. Which is effectively what's been happening, and I don't get it. Because as far as I can tell and understand is he's basically done everything Fauci and his team has told him to do.
Right. Like
all the things they've suggested, he's followed.
Yeah. I mean, he's also done a bunch of bloviating on the news afterwards, well, but that's what he'd do.
That's all he ever does. That's what he's done since he started running. But like there was a thing where they're trying to do a gotcha and they're asking Dr. Fauci. They're like, oh, well, you know, would this be different if we could have, put guidelines in place earlier? And he was like, well, yeah, always.
Yeah.
And they took that as he Donald Trump refused to listen to him when he said put new guidelines in, and then he had to come out and clarify and go, that's
literally not what I said at all.
Right. We were just saying, yes, of course, more preventative measures would have been more helpful. However, at the time, we didn't see the need for them.
At the time, the World Health Organization was still reporting that there was no way it could be contagious because China said so. So,
yeah.
How about that?
How about them apples?
How do you like them apples? Them
assholes.
Ugh.
It really fucking just, goddamn. It's so irritating to me. It's not because I'm like, I love Trump, because I don't.
Sure.
I think he's funny. And he's got very good comedic timing.
Yes.
And also, people just get so angry, and I find that funny as well.
That's the funniest part.
It is. Yeah. And I don't know how to explain that to people without them thinking I'm just a huge monster.
I mean, just, Colin, just what? Embrace being a huge monster.
I mean, I guess I have to.
Nobody's ever going to like you.
But, well, look, I've kind of accepted that at this point in my life. But when I see a NewYorkTimes.com article that says New York City death toll soars past 10,000 in revised virus count.
Yeah.
The city has added more than 3,700 additional people who were presumed to have died of coronavirus but had never tested positive.
Yeah.
So they are fudging the numbers?
Yes, but also there's a bunch of people they know have it that they just didn't actually test. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
If it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, why are we going to waste one of our fucking handful of tests on it if they're not?
But confirm?
Yeah, but
it's like the whole pneumonia death trend. If you look at it year to year, it's always the same. And now it has gone down by as much as coronavirus has gone up.
All right, that's funny. All right, fair enough.
The pneumonia deaths have just dropped off the fucking map. Yep.
Because they're counting them all as fucking corona deaths.
Yep.
That makes sense.
Yeah. There's fuckery going on. Well, it's like I told you the other night.
They're not getting the numbers they want, man.
It's not just the numbers. It's the money. They get more money for coronavirus patients.
Yeah.
They get more money for putting people on ventilator. They get more money for just categorizing it.
Yep.
It's a big fucking scam. The hospitals are going to make money hand over fist.
Hey, good for them. Somebody's got to make money right now.
Yeah. I saw a thing about...
Somebody's got to pay nurses to make TikTok videos.
Fuck, Jesus Christ. I hate TikTok. It's the worst thing ever. I saw a post, and it was like somebody was like, ugh, this is what's going on in hospitals. We can't do this to people putting themselves in danger every day. Apparently some hospitals are making, you know, doctors and people getting paid a lot to take some temporary pay cuts.
Sure.
And I saw this and I was like, oh, boo hoo hoo.
Yeah.
And somebody's like, oh, how dare you? How can you? I'm like, I've been in many doctors' houses.
Yeah.
And they're not going to suffer from this. I would rather them fucking sit and be able to pay their, nursing assistants and.
Yeah, that's fair. But also, hospitals are probably making record money right now. So why are they pretending like they can't?
No, they're losing. I bet
they are losing money because all the people who would go for normal things aren't going to the doctors right now.
Correct.
That makes sense.
That's why they're really capitalizing on all the government money for the corona shit.
All right. That makes sense. So their whole fucking plan to scare everybody into the hospital scared everybody away from the hospital?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of backfired on them?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
It's a fucking nightmare. It's so stupid. I hate everything right now.
Yeah. I think I'm going to buy some clippers and start shaving my head till this is over, because this is getting too shaggy and I'm not comfortable and it's getting hot out.
Do it. That's what I do. You look good with a shaved head, too. So
I look good, period, buddy, but thank you.
Look,
You want to read some emails?
Yeah, sure.
We got a couple emails. You can email us at theloudneighbors@outlook.com. Our first email comes in from Fleer, who responds to our deathbed video games question from a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
Hey, Loud Neighbors. Sorry for the late reply. I didn't get a chance to listen to your last episode until today. I think if I had to pick one video game to play, video game being a disc in this context, I think I'd go with The Legend of Zelda Collector's Edition. The disc for the GameCube came with the original 8-bit Legend of Zelda, Legend of Zelda 2, Adventures of Link, Ocarina of Time, and Majora's Mask. I have that disc. I think those four games would give me enough time to play through, assuming I know I have a bit of a deathbed time. If I was limited to one game, maybe I'd try out Shadow of the Colossus. Ooh, I don't know if I would play that as your last game. I love that game, but if you're not familiar with how Team Eco games work, it can feel clumsy. I also got the HD remake from PS Plus, but I haven't played it yet. You should fucking check it out. It's a great fucking game. Don't get me wrong. It's just got some fucking Team Eco idiosyncrasies that might be frustrating if it's the last thing you're ever doing in this world.
Yeah.
So this would be as good a time as any to play it. Yes, it would. Cheers, Fleer. You should play that game and write in. Let me know what you think of it. Because I fucking loved it, but maybe to somebody who didn't play the original, maybe fucking 20 years later, it doesn't hold up on a first playthrough. I don't know. I'd be curious to find out. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I can try that too. I've never played it.
All right. Do you have, you don't have PS, you didn't, you'd have to have PS Plus last month or buy it. You can probably get it for like $10.
Yeah. But I'd rather just buy it. I don't want to fucking pay another subscription fee.
That's fair. You get some good shit on PS Plus though. Oh, also, you have a PlayStation 4 now?
Yeah.
Go download the Uncharted Nathan Drake collection. It's free this month.
Okay.
It's like HD. It's like remakes of the PS3 Nathan Drake Uncharted games. I mean, they're not great, but they're fucking free, so why not? Like, 2 is really, really good. 1 and 3, eh. But 2 is a great fucking game. Mimsy writes in. She says, Hero, so why a shut-in, you ask? Because I think it makes it so places like Home Depot wouldn't be open. Oh, the shutdown. And moreover, they would be more strict on people being out and about. Yeah, but it's not necessary. Moreover.
What are you talking about? There's like 1,000 people have gotten it in the state.
Yeah.
We're overran.
Because here's the point of the shutdown wasn't to cure coronavirus. It was never that. It was never going to be that. It was to just slow it down, the spread, so our hospitals don't get overrun. There's what, a couple hundred people in the hospitals? That ain't overrunning shit, man. It's just not happening. Like, maybe in New York it's happening. And maybe here, if we didn't do what we're doing, it would happen. But I don't think we need to do more than we're doing here, because clearly it's working, I guess is what I'm saying. Introduced Ben to community. He loves it. I may have said that already, but can't remember. That's good. Community is, the first 3 seasons of that show is fucking hilarious. Oh, and Ben got an index. Beat Saber is worth $1,000 I didn't spend. Beat Saber is great. Star Trek Bridge Crew is worth $1,000 that you didn't spend. Star Trek Bridge Crew is the best fucking thing I've ever done, even though it's barely a video game. I need to go over there sometime and check out that index, though, because it's got a higher fucking resolution screen than all the rest of the VRs and shit, and I really want to check it out.
Nice.
Also, if he got an index, that means he got that fucking Half-Life Alyx game for free. Tell him to write in and tell me what he thinks of Half-Life Alyx. Been teaching from home, and it's horrible. Too many kids in their PJs. Too many parents also in their PJs. What's wrong with kids in their PJs? I assume you're teaching in your PJs or you're doing it wrong. Because, you know, I don't know about you, Colin, but until I go to work, I don't put on pants.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really. Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Like, if you think I'm wearing pants right now, you're foolish. But being at what?
I was just going to say thanks for that visual.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm sitting here in my boxers.
Nice.
My balls are kind of flopping out the bottom of them because, you know,
gross.
Just got the big old
leg. That I didn't want to know. Yeah. Anyway.
That's payback for that goddamn jean shorts picture I saw on your Facebook the other day.
I got good legs, though.
You do. I almost commented like, God damn, man, you've got some fucking sinewy muscular fucking legs going on, buddy.
Yeah, nothing else about me is like that, but my legs are fucking nice.
You skip everything but leg day.
Right.
Like I tell everybody, man, when you weigh 300 pounds, every day is leg day.
Yeah.
But being at home has made it easier to eat better, so that's good. I disagree with that.
I do too.
My blood pressure is through the fucking roof because I've been eating so poorly.
Although I can't say that I, am staying home at all, so I guess it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, that's fair. Me neither, but look, fuck you. I want to pretend like I'm in on this, even though I'm not at all. Can I please play quarantine? Me too. Oh, this last sentence is just for you. She says, okay. I miss the Alamo. Just to bring back your point from earlier.
You cut it out. I didn't even hear it. Oh, I miss the
Alamo. She said, I miss the Alamo. Yeah.
Of course.
She misses being poisoned. Cheers, Mims. Thanks for writing in. Yeah, no. Nobody should miss the Alamo. It's fucking terrible.
Nope.
That's the show this week. You got anything else?
No.
If you want to email us, it's theloudneighbors@outlook.com. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher and other podcasting places, or theloudneighbors.com or facebook.com/theloudneighbors.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I got.
Alrighty then. That sounds good to me.